long-running conflict heading into uncharted territory after unprecedented Hamas assault. That headline, indeed, is uncharted territory. But I would also affirm there's a people on the earth who know their God, their Bibles, and its prophetic contents, who see these events leading to the most deceptive, unexpected, astounding, and stunning peace and safety ever known. Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Nordstrom, and welcome to the program today. With the unfolding events in the Middle East, it's difficult to present information in real time, so what I plan to do is pass on timely information from beloved and trusted friends who, along with myself, have invested some time studying what the Bible says about this ancient, hotly contested region in the Middle East. But most importantly, seeing these occurrences through the eyes of prophetic scripture. And with the help of my partner in this endeavor, Rich Webb, who has graciously produced these podcasts, Rich and I will be working in a manner to upload these critical must episodes as closely as possible to the real-time events taking place. So with that said, let me pass along some of the latest comments from our friend Travis Bennett. Some of you know Travis and his history at looking at the Book of Revelation and the Middle East at the same time. Travis has suggested the Hamas and Hezbollah terrorist organizations see the coming Saudi deal of a normalization agreement with Israel as the writing on the wall. It suggested the Palestinians are not at all on board with these proposed new peace agreements, and they very well may have been the straw that broke the camel's back and kicked off the unprecedented surprise attack by Hamas. The Saudis are reportedly ready to pay out huge sums of cash to the Palestinians to moderate their behavior and essentially remove the Palestinians from the Israel equation. And that may too have been the tipping point. We might also turn our attentions to the north and the Kurds, a small people. Daniel 11:23 says it this way. And after the league, the peace, is made with him, that's a future Antichrist, he shall act deceitfully, for he shall come up and be strong with a small number of people. Now, what's interesting here is the word number is added by the translators. It's not part of the original language. So scholars define small people as an almost people, people of little significance, of little worth. Now, I'm sure the Kurdish people, who occupy large territories in northern Iraq, Syria, western Iran, and Turkey, they don't see themselves as small and insignificant. But the Bible's clear it'll be a small, insignificant people that will prove to be the home base for the future Antichrist. The Bible points out to a people group to the north who will be seduced by a coming man of sin, who will abruptly put into motion an unprecedented peace agreement that will garner the attention of the world, a peace and safety for Israel. And that will lead to animal sacrifices on Temple Mount and construction of a third temple. A third temple is coming. But even before a temple, sacrifices would likely begin on Temple Mount. Again, an extraordinary peace as described in Daniel 9:27. Then he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week, that's 7 years. But in the middle of that week, 3.5 years in, he'll bring an end to sacrifice and offering. And on the wing of abomination shall be one who makes desolate. What I would emphasize here is the confirmation of a covenant. Might that be validation of Israel's holy covenant, God's covenant with the Jewish people? Such a recognition would certainly put Israel at rest. So what else might be coming? Travis suggests Jordanian control of the holy sites is coming to an end. And I agree that a Saudi-led holy site revolution is part of the normalization process, and that will grant Israel full access to Temple Mount, the beginning of animal sacrifices and the construction of a third temple. Extraordinary. Sacrifices have not occurred, and a temple has not stood on Temple Mount since A.D. 70. We also believe this most recent attack is exposing the weaknesses of the Israeli armed forces, as they for years have spent much of their military budget on tech advances to the exclusion of actual troops. And this unforeseen sneak attack will likely cause them to strengthen themselves for a coming final attack, as we see in Zechariah chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. Listen to this carefully. "Behold, the day of the Lord is coming, and your spoil will be divided in your midst, for I will gather all the nations to battle against Jerusalem. The city shall be taken, the houses rifled, and the women ravished. Half the city will go into captivity, but the remnant of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then the Lord will go forth and fight against those nations as he fights in the day of battle." That final attack, orchestrated by the coming Antichrist, will send Jews sheltering in place in southern Israel and in Edom, Moab, and parts of Jordan. Here it is, Daniel 11:41, "He, the Antichrist, shall also enter the glorious land, and many of the country shall be overthrown, but these shall escape from his hand, Edom, Moab, and the prominent people of Ammon." You see, it's clear the Saudis are in a weakened position as the result of this attack. As we learned earlier this week, the Iranian terror regime is within 2 weeks of having sufficient plutonium levels for a nuclear weapon. This should mean the Saudis must purchase a nuclear weapon from someone, as they don't have the time to develop one for themselves. And so we believe Israel and the West will have a major role in that development, as they're the ones who must decide if another Mideast country possesses nuclear capability. So if Israel is the subject of an Iranian proxy attack, let's say Turkey from the north, we'd be looking for the current normalization discussions to run much deeper, as the Saudis would recognize it's just a matter of time before those to whom they look to for help must make some very important decisions. What about accessibility to weapons? Now, we could note that if the Saudis obtain control of the holy sites of Islam, including the Dome of the Rock on Temple Mount, it would put the Saudis in a vulnerable position with their Arab neighbors. The question would be, what would the Saudis be willing to give for protection and nuclear weapons? That would also be a question for Israel and the West, as they would not be real excited about yet another Mideast nation with nukes. Travis suggests that issue and the plan to have a Jewish temple sit next to the Dome of the Rock is unacceptable and unworkable among the Palestinians, and that might be what sparked the Hamas attack in the first place. Now, here's something else to consider. These current discussions between Netanyahu and his Saudi counterpart could cost the Crown Prince bin Salman his life, as the northern radical elements within Islam will and have in the past killed for such a move as peace with Israel and Temple Mount discussions and concessions. Could he be the Prince of the Covenant spoken of in Daniel 11:22, who gives away the Palestinian cause and Temple Mount all in one fell swoop? "With the voice of a flood, they shall be swept away from before him and be broken." Listen, "and also the Prince of the Covenant." Expect the nations who are going to sign on to the covenant of peace with Israel to come out against Hamas in shows of support for Israel and the condemnation of its northern supporting arm, Iran. Certainly much to pray for here, folks. So I think it's time we do just that. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus for your covenant people, Israel, in this particular time of crisis. Lord, I must confess extraordinary events like we're witnessing take us by surprise, leave us unsettled, but they're no surprise to you, and that's comforting. They are in your perfect time frame designed to bring time to your perfect conclusion. However, Lord, thousands of people are severely affected by war, so I believe it's our call and it's our mandate to pray and intercede for those who will be subject to pain, even death. Father, bring this outburst of demonic rage to a quick end. The powers of darkness have made their point. Now, Father, make your point. Bring healing and restoration from those who are facing the heat of battle. Oh, Lord, save the children who are suffering the loss of parents and loved ones. And Father, oh, my Lord, awaken your church in all of this. Many who have been living in a spiritual Disneyland while they wait for the return of a man who they hardly are acquainted. Father, save us to the uttermost in this time of awakening, and we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. As we receive new pertinent information about the war, especially from a prophetic perspective, we're going to do our absolute best to present it to you in a timely manner. Pray for us in this endeavor. This is new territory for us, and we need the wisdom of the Holy Spirit as we present it. And to that we say, Maranatha, come Lord Jesus. I'm Bill Nordstrom.